Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, we're not going to have one. It's going to be you out there in the radio audience. I'm going to try doing one morning a week, open lines, and if we get enough response from the people, why, that's what we'll do. Otherwise, why, I will go back to having regular guests. But under any circumstances, I thought we could talk about the current financial collapse. And, of course, you have to understand this is engineered. Why would anybody do that? Why? Because they want to redistribute the wealth of this nation, and they want to impoverish our people. How do we know that? Because they wrote it out. There's an occult document. You can get it off the Internet. It's called the Earth Charter. It's kept in the Ark of Hope, a Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And basically, the Earth Charter is kept there. It was written by people deeply involved in the occult. Stephen Rockefeller, who was the nephew of David Rockefeller, the man who really runs our country, who established the Trilateral Commission, who was for many years the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was vice chairman for 15 years, chairman for 15 years. Today is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers. And all of these organizations are dedicated to subversive activities, to destroying the sovereignty of our nation and, of course, establishing a world government. And David Rockefeller has a right to hate America and to hate everything we stand for and to want to create a world government, but he doesn't have the right to actually bribe people and, of course, to do everything he can to bring together people who are in positions of government who swear to uphold our Constitution, but whose real purpose is to destroy this nation. And in his own memoirs, he talks about, you know, there's certain people within the extreme right and the extreme left who accuse my family and myself of being part of a secret cabal that is intent upon establishing a new international system that is working against the best interests of the United States. And if that is the charge, I stand guilty. I'm an internationalist, and I'm proud of it. In other words, he admits he's part of a secret cabal. He is the leading financier of the secret cabal. And his nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter. What does it call for? Equitable distribution of wealth between nations. In other words, they're going to ship your wealth to other nations, which is why you know, you keep reading repeatedly where they say, oh, we can't have protectionism, we have this terrible crisis, but countries can't try to protect themselves, you can't put up tariff barriers, oh, you've just got to allow products made by slave labor to come into your country and of course, undercut your laborers. And what they're really talking about is transferring American jobs and transferring American wealth and transferring American manufacturing to other countries. That's what it's all about. But we can't tell the American people because they're not altruistic enough. They're chauvinistic. They believe in America. They believe in freedom. And they don't understand there's a ruling elite who knows what's best for us. And this is what it's really all about. It's about establishing a feudal society. In fact, David Rockefeller told one of my friends, Congressman Tannemeyer, you know, some men are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled. Are you out there in the listening audience, one of those people born to be ruled? Well, I certainly wasn't born to rule, but I don't want to be ruled either. I want to be free. But these people don't believe in freedom. They believe in rule by a ruling oligarchy, and that is them. And that's why 11 of the key positions in the Obama administration are held by members of the Trilateral Commission, and why Dr. General James Jones, speaking at the Munich Security Conference in February, said, you know, and he was commenting on a tribute to Henry Kissinger the day before, and he said, congratulations for, your eulogy to Henry Kissinger. After I take my orders from him every day, we have a chain of command in the National Security Council, and I get my orders every day to Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger from Henry Kissinger. This is up on the internet. You can check it, or we'll send you the article. That's the way the world really runs, ladies and gentlemen. And where does Henry Kissinger get his orders? He gets them from David Rockefeller. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, and who do we have hanging on the line this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark Call here in Niwot, Colorado. Again, great to talk
to you. Good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I did. I thought perhaps I would try to start your discussion from the caller side anyway, at least with a comment and a suggestion that I think people, a lot of them have taken these kind of things to heart, perhaps more will. Other than simply getting our house right and getting our understanding right and beginning to see how to come in line with what God has for us, there is one thing that I think that people out here in the listening audience can do that is more effective, I will contend, than anything else that has ever been proposed as we enter these days as far as addressing the frustration that a lot of folks have about the criminal activities of the Fed and now the IMF and all the other banksters and rich men of the earth, if you will, that have perverted our money system and destroyed this republic. And that is to recognize that we can call their bluff. If people will go out and buy bags of junk silver, things like real money, and in this case I'll give you some reasons why I think that's the most effective way to do it in a second, but the general idea is if they won't use honest weights and measures, we can and we should. And we should return to dealing with our friends and people in our church and our employees and employers honestly and begin to learn what it means to really have an honest unit of exchange again. And in the process of doing that, we literally put the squeeze. As more and more people begin to do that, it's a way of essentially calling their bluff and saying, you know, you're manipulating the price of real money, of precious metals downward. As long as you're going to subsidize them, we'll buy them. And we know full well that eventually, and it ain't too far away, you will fail because there is simply not enough of these things to deliver to keep suppressing the price the way you have been. Eventually, somebody will buy the last ounce, and at that point, the game is over for those that have been continuing to lie to the American people.
I think that's a point very well taken. I think that right now gold and silver are an excellent buy. I think people should get them. Down the line, they're going to try to take them away from us, but I think the American people are going to say, we're not going to play your game. We're going to expose you because you are subversives. The people who control our government today are not dedicated to preserving our country. They're dedicated to this internationalist dream. They've sworn to uphold our Constitution, which they hate, And I don't know if you noticed when the Supreme Court Justice Roberts went to the White House to give the oath again to Obama.
I'd like to hang
there was no Bible there. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. Let's explore your idea right here at the American Freedom Network.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Officer Commercial Space for Rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, well, we don't have one, so it's going to be you out there in the listening audience. Our number, 970-689-8255. We had Mike on the line suggesting one of the things people could do would be to go out and buy junk silver and simply run out all the junk silver there is, create an artificial shortage, because, of course, everything is centered about their ability to control the monetary system. They have a totally fraudulent monetary system. He who controls the monetary system controls the government, and first, many years ago, they set out to do that, and they do it. I mean, they control our monetary system, and they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency. And before they do that, if you have any money, you'd be best to put it into something that is tangible, gold and silver, or gold and silver, but specifically gold and silver, because there's not that much out there, and if the people started buying it up, there wouldn't be any, and of course they would be in a position, they would no longer be able to control the world monetary system. Every one of you in the audience ought to go out and get a copy of Alan Greenspan's essay, Gold and Freedom. It is vitally important. You read that, what Alan Greenspan wrote in 1966, about the importance of gold as far as personal freedom. Are you still there, Mike?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Stan. I hope I am anyway.
Okay, you are. I can hear you talking, so you got to be.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I to kind of summarize where we were at before the break and then go to the one extra place that I wanted to make sure people understand, you hear a lot of anger nowadays. I think more and more people that you and I and many, many others here on American Freedom and elsewhere have been trying to wake folks up to for years are finally beginning to sense, you know, they really, really have been lying to me, and I'm starting to get really angry about it. And yet what they do is they feel very, very out of touch, and impotent is the right word, I guess. What can I do about it at this point? They're stealing my life savings. They're doing all this bad stuff to me. They're printing money I know like there's no tomorrow. What can I do about it? And the answer is you can go out. A lot of people don't have enough money to buy very much gold, and silver is called the poor man's gold for that reason, because they can go out and buy silver. And as a matter of fact, those people that can't necessarily afford to go out and buy a bag of junk silver, which has gotten a lot more expensive now than it was, well, back when I was doing a radio show here on the network, it was a fifth of the price that it is today, or a third. it was dramatically less. So certainly we've seen it go up. But people that are our plumbers, electricians, doctors, and medical professionals, all of those folks can take their payments, their fees, in silver if they have somebody that comes to them and is willing to pay for a service in silver. And that's kind of what I'm hoping that more and more people will begin to do and realize, because every time there's a transaction that's made, and a beautiful thing about junk silver, of course, it is lawful money. A silver quarter is a real piece of money, and they can take that in exchange, and it educates two people. It educates the person on each end of the transaction, and the more folks that begin to do that, the more widespread it becomes, and my prayer is that this will become kind of a snowballing thing, as whether it's an Amero or whatever new currency is ultimately introduced, that people will realize, no, we have an alternative. We can come out of her and be not partakers of the plagues of this money system.
And that is what the other side fears. That's why they went after the Liberty Dollar. That's why they've gone after anybody who wanted to have a currency backed by gold or silver. They realize when people turn to gold and silver, the game's over. Is this Mike McNulty by any chance?
No, it's Mark Call. I did a show in the afternoons back in the turn of the millennium for a couple of years.
All right, fine. Well, I think your idea is well taken. If anybody out there would like to comment on that, fine. Because the control of finance is a key to everything going on today. They have intentionally and purposely and maliciously got us into this situation because they want to destroy our monetary system. They know there's no better way that to destroy a nation and to impoverish the people than to destroy the monetary system, but they can't let the American people know what they're doing, and so they tell us, well, Ben Bernanke, of course, is trying to solve the problem. That's why he's printing all this money, fraudulently counterfeiting money, but he's going to get rid of it all before hyperinflation sets in, but he's taking a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, how could anybody be justified in taking a chance with the survival of our country? And yet that's exactly what they're doing. And when the whole house of cards comes down, they're going to say, oh, shucks, well, we really didn't mean to do this. We were just trying to help you common people. Too bad you lost your life savings, your pension, everything you've worked for your whole life for, but we were just trying to help you because we're from the government. And, of course, that's why they put Ben Bernanke in rather than member of the Trilateral Commission. Three of the last four chairmen of the Federal Reserve Board came from the Trilateral Commission. They picked Ben Bernanke, so they wouldn't get blamed for what he's going to do, but they knew what he was going to do, because back in 2002 he gave a talk about, well, if we look like we're going to have a deflation, why, we'll just print more money and throw it out of helicopters. And that's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And they're destroying your future and your children's future and the freedom of this nation. So I agree with you totally. I think it's a great idea. And it will educate the people about the monetary system.
Well,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, look what's happened just in the last week. And this ought to really get people fired up, if nothing else. The IMF has just come out and announced we're going to go ahead and do exactly the same thing that every other currency in the world is doing. We're going to spend it into oblivion. We're going to drive it through the floor in terms of value. We're going to continue to do exactly this quantitative easing that the Fed has started doing. And what have they managed to do, again, to the American people, is lie about the price of gold. Why? Because if gold was to go up the way that it should be going up at this point, the game would be over. And so I can see Bernanke laughing all the way to the helicopter saying, you can't believe how stupid people are. We fooled them one more time. And so, and I'll leave you with this, Dr. Stan. The reason why I keep pushing junk silver, why I think that's so important, is because it is something that people will recognize. You know, those of us that are old enough to remember when these things were actually real money will know them. But I've had a number of people just in the last week ask me, well, you know, how do you know it's real? And the answer is, once you've seen it, you'll know. Those of you that are in your 30s that never spent a real silver quarter, when someone gives you a chance, pick it up, look at it. It looks different. If you drop it on a tabletop, it sounds different. It rings like a piece of real, valuable something that's so different from the pot metal nowadays. Once you've looked at both of them side by side, the mistake will never be made again.
You know, really, it's so interesting that they've continued debasing even our coinage, And they've destroyed the value of our currency so much that even the artificial penny, which is not really copper that they're putting out today, has little copper in it, but it's predominantly base metal. But that is actually worth more than a penny. So they lose money every time they mint it because they've destroyed the value of our currency, and they've destroyed at least 96% of the value of the currency that existed back in 1913. But they can't tell the American people that the banks have been involved in this conspiracy, and behind the banks are the powerful spiritual forces that energize everything going on here in this world. And this whole system of fractional reserve banking came right out of the pit of hell.
You're right. Well, see, a silver dime today, if you were to actually figure out what the silver ought to be worth, is worth probably at least $1.50.
Sure.
So it's a nice unit to show somebody, here's a silver dime. You can put this in your hand. This ought to buy. And, in fact, if you're willing to trade for it, it will buy about $1.50 worth of stuff.
Well, they've knocked the price of silver down, but I mean, it certainly should be probably running, you know, about $40 or $50 an ounce. It is not, but then nothing is what it should be. Everything is manipulated.
At $40 or $50 an ounce, Dr. Stan, it would be worth quite a bit more. At current prices, a bag of silver is going to run somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000.
Right.
You can get one, so it's worth at least $1. But what you're going to do if you find, small bits of silver, you always pay a higher premium. So it really is currently, even at current values, a silver dime is worth almost $1.50. And it may very well be there by the time people could get their hands on one. The other thing that I think is worth mentioning, and I'll let you go, and hopefully others will call and comment on these and other things, but a lot of folks like these really pretty American Eagle silver and gold coins. I have nothing against them. They're very beautiful, and they're nice, and they have some value, too. A lot of times, Eric Cederstrom used to give them away to children as a way of introducing them to real precious metals back when they weren't worth the $20 a piece that they bring nowadays. But the truth is, a silver eagle is really spectacular. If you give somebody a silver eagle, they won't spend it. It's so pretty, they'll hang on to it. And that's great, but it doesn't get these things out circulating among people within churches and within local communities like the silver dimes and quarters can. And I think that's important for folks to remember is we're really going to educate those that are out there about real money. We have to have something that they're willing to spend but can still recognize for what it is. And that's why some of these junk pieces are so wonderful for that. They're circulated, but they can at least be identified immediately for what they are, and that's real, lawful money back when we were a constitutional republic.
Amen to that. Well, I tell them, and according to our Constitution, states are not to have anything other than gold and silver as the base for the currency. Yes, you're going to have banknotes, but those banks are held responsible for what they do. They're not subsidized by the government, giving the officials there hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax money to pay their bonuses when they've destroyed the value of their company. So, I mean, we live in a world gone mad where when you have a company like AIG that is used as a conduit to take American taxpayer money and give it to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and other major banks that were instrumental in putting Barack Obama in the White House. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Mark. Appreciate it. I think it's a great idea.
God bless, Dr. Stan.
And you too. Bye-bye. All right, our number 970-689-8255. What do you think of what Mark is talking about? That's 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you think about what's happening. But, you know, there's a lot of question of where are we going? You know, the last couple of weeks, why the stock market's been going up. Does that mean that maybe we're over the worst of this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the stock market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. The Working Group on Financial Markets, or the Plunge Protection Team. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You go up there. You can check everything I say to find out if I'm telling you the truth or not. I might be lying like somebody of the other communicasters, being well paid by the establishment to conceal, not to reveal the truth to the public. Well, basically, the Working Group on Financial Markets, their job is to manipulate the stock market. They manipulate the stock market. They manipulate the commodity market. They manipulate the price of gold and silver. If you and I did that, we'd go to jail. If they do it, vice versa, they're simply carrying out the policies of government, which are to manipulate the common people, to give them the hope that we've reached the bottom and things are getting better. But, you know, the stock market was up over 8,000 the other day. This morning was already down almost well over 100 when I looked at the stock market, the Dow quotations. But remember, the Dow is simply 30 industrials. It's much harder to manipulate the entire stock market, the S&P, but they do that as well. Why? Because they have unlimited funds. All they have to do is create it, and they're electronic entries. You have to understand what they do. People talk about running the printing presses. Yes, they do run the printing presses, but now we have the ability to create money electronically. They don't even have to do that. They just make the electronic entries and create literally hundreds of billions of dollars just overnight. And, of course, they, and these are the people who really rule America, control our financial system, and by controlling the financial system, they control the people. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces. Where can you verify that? There's a pamphlet. We offer it, put out by the Luciferians. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. If you get any of the items we mentioned, we'll be glad to send you a copy of it, free of charge, where they tell you they have their people planted in the financial institutions in both the East and the West. What are they talking about? They're talking about the communist countries. They control the communist countries and the so-called Western countries. And this whole idea of a battle between communism and capitalism is as phony as a $3 bill. But they want to give you the idea there's an enemy out there, and we need an all-powerful government to protect us from the wicked communists in Russia or the wicked communists in China. All the time we're financing them. Who put up the money for those beautiful cities that they have in China? Ladies and gentlemen, you did. Your American money, IMF money, World Bank money, American corporations.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and warfare, holy places, and in His hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I was just glancing at an article of the San Jose Mercury recently talking about Ben Bernanke and what he is doing. And basically the article said that Bernanke's strategy is risky, and only time will determine whether he's being brave in averting a larger crisis or reckless in unleashing inflation that could increase quickly and uncontrollably. Today, Bernanke's gamble looks like the worst possible alternative, apart from all the others. Today, Bernanke's gamble looks like the worst possible alternative, apart from all the others. It's a gamble. Will it work? They don't know. They claim they don't know whether it's going to work. Well, I'll tell you, the Europeans know it's not going to work. That's why they refuse to do this. You see, they want to destroy America and transfer the mantle of leadership of the world to Europe. And that is why they've set out to destroy the value of our currency. But you're not going to hear this from most communicasters. They're going to tell you, oh, well, they're doing everything they can. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing everything they can to destroy the value of our currency. Do you agree with that? Maybe you think I'm being unjustly harsh on our leaders who are really there trying to help us. I mean, aren't they there to help us? Don't they want to preserve America? No, they don't. That's why they oppose protectionism, efforts to protect the jobs of the American people. That's why they want to destroy our currency. They want to do exactly what it says in the Earth Charter, equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How then, of course, do you have equitable distribution of wealth between nations? You transfer the wealth of the American people to other countries and raise our living standards to that of the peasant in China. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you like the idea of open lines, we'll do that on a regular basis. If not, and we don't get a good response from the people, we'll go back to scheduling guests. But I like the idea of an open line because I think it's important that people understand what's really going on. And here we have a chance to elaborate on what's taking place. One of the big things, of course, they're talking about capping carbon output. And, of course, what they're really talking about is moving towards the so-called green energy, wind power, solar power. You notice they never mention nuclear power, and the reason isn't because nuclear power is cheap, it's efficient. We're actually subsidizing the building of nuclear power plants throughout the world, but not here. The whole idea of green energy is to drive up the cost of your electric bill another couple of $1,000 a year. This is what they want. Why? Because by driving up the cost, why, of course, they're going to force you to use less electricity. And very soon you may be using a little candle to get around your house. It may seem absurd, but what we're dealing with is organized madness. They don't want you to have electricity in the summer to have air conditioning so you can be cool, or electricity in the winter to keep you warm. They want to lower your living standards, and they're doing this intentionally. The whole idea of climate control is nothing about climate control and carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a miracle gas. It makes plants grow ever so much better. And we have much lower carbon dioxide levels today than we've had in the past. And the rise in carbon dioxide is because of the global warming that's coming from the sun, which heats up the ocean and drives the carbon dioxide out of the ocean. It has nothing to do with man's activities. And they know that. But it's not about climate control. It's about people control. It's about their ability to control you. That's what this is really all about. But they're not going to let the American people know, oh, no, we're trying to save the planet Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a cooling spree on for the last 5 or 6 years. We've been entering a period of global cooling. People are even talking about the return of the Ice Age. This last week or so, but probably 2 weeks ago, they had a major meeting back in Washington, D.C. The Hearthstone Institute put it on. And literally, people came from all over the world to point out that this whole idea of global warming is a scam that is going to be used to destroy the industrial base of this country. That's what it's about, to destroy the industrial base of this country by limiting access to power. And, of course, you know, we're not going to be able to have an industrialized society, but they don't want an industrialized society. They want to impoverish our people, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Did you read about the Hearthstone Institute major meeting in the East Coast? Of course you wouldn't. They don't want you to know. Have you read about the 33,000 scientists who signed a petition saying there is no relationship between global warming and man's activity? Of course you're not going to read about it, because the media in America is controlled. Well, who do we have in line? Our telephone number again, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And who's the caller this morning?
Kevin from Fort Collins.
Hi, Kevin. Go right ahead. What you like to comment on?
I'm just wondering where God's judgment on our land might come into play here. It's awful hard to figure out sometimes. Is he letting the wicked rise up because of our sins, or what do you think?
Absolutely. The evil people are in control because our good people of this country have turned against God. It always happens. I mean, we've allowed the wicked people to take over. We've allowed America to become the greatest purveyor of pornography in the world. I mean, if you look and see some of the pictures of what goes on in other countries, you know, where American music is there, and, you know, and the girls are gyrating their hips seductively, and everything is about sexuality and sensuality and not about morality. I mean, our country has tortured people. If anybody who hasn't read the General Tacuba's report, Major General Tacuba, who was forced to resign from the military because he wrote a report that told the truth about what happened to Abu Ghraib. If you can't find it on the Internet, we'll send you a copy of it. We brought it down and have it available to Radio Liberty, where they actually were putting electrodes onto men's genitalia and frying them. This was done with your tax money. God has got to bring his judgment on this country just as sure as God made little green apples.
Shudder for our country.
Amen. Amen. And the only thing that's going to save this country is a massive revival. And we've got to. I do what I do, trying to let people know there's a problem. But the solution is not in politics. It's turning back to God and getting godly people into government. And certainly the people we have in government today are not godly people. They're people who worship a different God, and that's the problem.
Amen. Thank you.
Go ahead.
That's all I had.
All right, fine. Well, if anybody's else there, why, give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I will never forget those words of Thomas Jefferson. They're inscribed on in the marble in the Jefferson Memorial back in Washington, D.C. It is certainly the single most beautiful building in all of Washington, D.C. And he said, you know, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice cannot sleep forever. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number, 970-689-8255, right here, the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Aaron from Longmont.
Hi, yeah, hi. Do you have a question or comment?
Are you there?
Yes, sure we are. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to let you know that I love the work you do, and there's plenty of God-fearing, God-loving Americans out there that believe that we can turn this around, but it's good to hear your message, and it's good to hear you.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to know people out there listening, and that's why I do what I do, just try to educate people, and if they're Christians already, to turn them, you know, make them more dependent upon God, and if they're not Christians, maybe to begin to challenge, to question what's going on, how do we make any sense out of this? And that's how I got into this some 47 years ago, realizing the evil that was in the world and realizing, of course, there had to be a force on the other side, and that is, of course, God. And there is an eternal battle between good and evil, between God and Satan, and it's so obvious it's being played out today. Anything else?
That's all. I just wanted to say thank you, and I'll listen to the rest of your show.
God bless. Well, who else? We have somebody else calling in. Who's calling in? Is somebody else calling in?
Hello. Hi, this is Rodney from Greeley.
Hi, how are you? Good to have you with us.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine.
The world's in a crazy shape right now. We're trying to restrict everybody's knowledge, because knowledge is power, and they know that.
Right, and that's
very interesting what they're trying to do to restrict the Internet. I'm just like your comment on it, because I've noticed little things like a new version of Windows Messenger, and they want to have credit card numbers so that they can penalize people. And I don't know what else is going on besides that. I have refused to give them a number yet. And I'll just hang up and listen to the rest of your show there, but see if anybody's got any comments on them.
All right, Brian, I hadn't heard anything at all about
that.
I never put my credit card number up on the Internet. Apparently there are a few places you can go fairly safe, like PayPal, I'm very, very concerned about anything on the Internet, because they can access it. We know that the government can access it. We know that they're monitoring everything. We know that Google's keeping a record of every place you visit. That's why we've quit using Google and gone to Start Page. That's Start Page, suggested by our good friend Dr. Catherine Albrecht. So we're doing everything we can to get away from using Google, because they're an agent of this whole satanic conspiracy, and they are keeping a record of every place you go. Oh, anything else you want to say? Yes, not our telephone number then, 970-689-8255. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're monitoring you with your Social Security number. The DARPA is keeping the dossiers on American citizens. We know the Defense Department is doing that, because General William Odom, who was formerly head of NSA. No such agency, of course. Well, the National Security Administration. And they're the ones who run echelon and monitor all of your telephone calls and all of your emails and all of your faxes. And it's against the law, but they don't do it. They get the British to do it. And then we go over there and do it in Great Britain. And it's against their laws, but our people can do it because we're not violating their laws, but we're not British citizens. Go up on the Internet and look up Echelon, E-S-C-H-E-L-O-N, Project Echelon. They're monitoring everything. They've been doing it for years. Why? Because it's all about control. And the one thing they fear is an educated American people who are going to try the people, arrest the people, and try the subversive element that controls our government. And that's why we need the good people in the police force and the military who love America, to agree that they're not going to carry out the dictates as we move towards a military dictatorship. And we need to get the man from Oath Keepers on here. We had him on our program last night. The program was available. You can get it on the Internet at 9 o'clock last night. The gentleman from Oath Keepers, it's a great idea. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, Joe from Loveland.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing fine. Good to have you with us. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question or comment?
I got a question and a comment, kind of. It kind of goes along with what you're talking about. I've been listening to some of my buddies, and I guess a lot of people are opening their eyes to what's going on. And I'm curious to get your side of the whole... I've heard a couple of 9/11 stories and George Bush and his godliness and doing all of what he did for God, you know, starting the whole war because God told him he had to do it. And I was just getting... curious to see if there's any truth behind what's going on with the conspiracies to 9/11 and if that ties into the way this country's going with, you know, they're believing in a different God. You know, I don't know what God he was talking about.
Well, it was not the God of the Bible, because the God he worships is the God of the Muslim and the God of all other faiths. He says there are lots of ways to God, you know, and he doesn't believe in the infallibility of the scriptures. I was part of the original group of Christians that selected George Bush back, you know, in 1999 to run for the presidency. Well, John Stormer and I were there, and we weren't taken in by him. But I'll tell you, he was very, very convincing as he told about how Billy Graham had led him to the Lord and how the Lord was his Savior, and he convinced all the other Christians who were there that he was really a Christian, and then. But no Christian would condone torture. No Christian would lie to the American people to take them in unnecessary wars. And you have to understand that George Bush belongs to a secret society, as did his father and his grandfather. And it is a Luciferian society. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones. We have a book on Skull and Bones written by a woman from Yale University, and she will tell you that they have all sorts of swastikas on the wall in the tomb where George Bush lived. And when they, of course, take their initiation ceremony, they bow before Lucifer. And if you doubt that, why, of course, you can go to WilliamHKennedy.com. They have the video there shot surreptitiously at the risk of life and limb by a gentleman who actually photographed the initiation ceremony. And there, of course, you'll see a men who join this same secret society. There's only 15 of them every year bowing before a replica of Lucifer. So what God did George Bush worship wasn't the God I worship, I'll tell you.
Thanks
for calling. God bless. Bye-bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair. Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
To stand back here, we have one more guest on the line. We'll take one more. We won't take any more calls after that. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Mark from Colorado.
Hi. Do you have a question or comment?
I've got a comment. I want to compliment you on your superb commentary in Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. I just got through watching that. I think that's one of the best summary presentations of some of the things that are going on in this country, and I recommend that everybody get that.
Hey, well, thank you so much. You know, we give all these talks. We all sort of wonder if anybody out there ever listens to them.
I also want to recommend to a lot of people out there who are going through their Christian walk, one thing that I see missing is an adequate defense made when certain assertions are established regarding Gnosticism, evolution, and that mindset. And frankly, I think a lot of people ought to take a look at it. It's called The Answers Book 2, and it's from the answersingenesis.org website. And I don't sell it. I'm just recommending it. That's pretty much all I had. Thank you for all the work you've done, and I'll continue to purchase superb videos like this from your site and others.
Have you seen The Eye of the Phoenix?
I have not yet, but I have it. I'm going to view it. I think that Riddles and Stone and Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings may be three DVDs that I'd highly recommend to everybody, but I'm looking to watch it soon.
Well, you're absolutely right. They're one of the best weapons we have. God bless, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, certainly we do offer this trilogy put together by our good friend Chris Pinto. They give you the background of the occult forces here in the United States. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You always have to remember Secret Mystery. Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And Eye of the Phoenix, all put together by our good friend David Bay, and of course produced by Chris Pinto. Excellent source of information for you. And you must understand Gnosticism. Basically, there are people who worship a different God. And when they talk about their belief in God, they're not talking about the God of the Bible. They're talking about Lucifer, who they believe is Christ's brother, but he is the real good. He's the good guy. He is the good God, and of course, he offers his freedom. He doesn't have all the restrictions. Thou art real good. He does that and the other thing. He gives us the ability to do whatever we want to, and you can see the end result of that today with our teenage pregnancies, the fact that, of course, one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. It's all do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. Well, if you'd like to get the DVDs or like to get one of our catalogs, why give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I didn't think they could improve on the first two DVDs in the series, but The Eye of the Phoenix is excellent. It's almost 3 hours with information you have to have to understand what's going on today. And then, of course, we have the book, Diary of a Devil Hunter. It's put together by a man who went around the country lecturing on the satanic cults. There are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of satanic cults in America. It's amazing how many people are victims of satanic ritual abuse. I spent last weekend with a husband, and his wife has been a victim of satanic ritual abuse. Her mother was into Satanism, and she was ministering to her on her deathbed, and the mother was screaming out her hatred of God, and that little voice came forward and said, "Help me, help me!" And of course, there was something there that wanted to reach to God, but the satanic force controlled her. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, The Lion, 10,000 watts, Johnstown, Denver.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to